Welcome to another round of Drawing Board or Miro Board. Today we discuss technical diagramming with systems architect Maya. Let's go. First question. You've spent 10 hours slogging over a sequence diagram that should have taken 5. Drawing Board or Miro Board?
Drawing Board. And if I'm being honest, Miro would probably cut that time down by half. You know, with its AI tools and ready-to-go templates.
Next, your diagrams become so bulky, it's more complex than the solar system. But all it takes is a few clicks and...
It's Miro. I've used those technical shape packs way too many times, and stuff is just digestible on its infinite online canvas.
Now, the final question. Everyone's brought in, but you have to make all these tasks all the way over in Jira. But wait, it's done. Is it...
Miro, easy with its two-way Jira sync. Easy to plot dependencies. Everyone always knows what's up.
And she's done it.
Join over 60 million people creating technical diagrams without workflow glitches. Get your first 3 boards for free at Miro.com. That's Miro.com.
Welcome into the DNVR Rockies podcast. I am your host, Susie Hunter. I'm joined by Tiff Producin today. Just the softest little air horns. Tiff, how are you doing on this Sunday afternoon?
Not too shabby. Just a little matinee madness. All Denver sports matinee madness today.
There's a lot of games happening right now.
A lot of things going on right now.
The bar's packed right now.
Yeah. Avs fans, Nuggets fans, and I promise there were Rockies fans.
I believe you.
Yes.
I believe you.
I promise you. There were people like, you guys are going to put the Rockies game on, right? Like, we're changing all the TVs, getting ready for stuff, and they're like, you got to keep this one on for us. So, yeah. They're still fans.
I love this. Yeah, I mean, I was a fan of some of the moments we saw in this Toronto series, that's for sure. Not so much a fan of some other moments, but hey, the Rockies, we talked about this on Friday because we were watching it along with you live on YouTube. The Rockies got their first win in Toronto ever. They've never done it before. They were previously 0-9. In Toronto against the Blue Jays. I guess they are 11.
Ugh.
Yeesh. Oh my gosh, Luigi adding in the chat, the Masters too. So we have a lot of things going on right now, sports-wise. I am totally behind on what is going on in the Masters, so I apologize. I'm pretty locked into baseball this time of year. Not gonna lie. But yeah. We saw some fun moments. We saw some slumping Rockies get out of their heads, get out of their own way a little bit. We saw Chris Bryant take a weird spiraling catch, and is he going to be injured again? I can't do it. Someone like tagged us in a tweet. I look at the tweets, you know. Someone tagged us in a tweet. They were like, wow, when are people going to stop making excuses? Like, Chris Bryant doesn't want to play here. I'm like, do you think he wants to hurt himself? I don't think that's an excuse. I don't think Chris Bryant wants to hurt himself.
He just wants to hang out, Suze, in pain all the time.
I'm not convinced, but I don't know. I do know, though. Guys, I do know that your Front Ridge Toyota stores are where it's at. Let's just talk about them real fast before we, before we get into the rest of the show. But yeah, we love our Front Ridge Toyota stores, by the way. They're so excited to be partnering with us here at DNVR. The Nuggets guys are in the Toyota studio downstairs right now. Aren't they so lucky? It's a little warm up here right now.
It's toasty everywhere, I will say. That studio is hot. It's starting to warm up here.
Spring is springing.
Spring is springing.
You can spring yourself into a new Toyota. Toyota's got SUVs that take command of the road and trail, so you can explore the roads less traveled without sacrificing smooth city rides, like in the RAV4 or the Grand Highlander. And guys, it's that time of year. We're going to want to go out and do some outdoor adventures. So stop by some of your Front Ridge Toyota stores. There's definitely a location near you. AutoNation Toyota, Arapahoe in Centennial, Corbin Toyota in Boulder, Groove Toyota in Littleton, Mountain States Toyota in Denver, Stevenson Toyota East, and Stevenson Toyota West in Aurora and Lakewood, respectively. Toyota, the official vehicle of the Colorado Rockies and the official vehicle of DNVR. The official vehicle for fun in Vegas for DNVR is definitely Circa Resort and Casino. Guys, y'all know about Stadium Swim, but I'm going to remind you, that's at Circa. It's so one of a kind. It's this three-story stadium-style pool. I'm sorry, that's the sports book. They've got a big old sports book. Stadium Swim is a 4,000 person, 143-foot TV, open year-round, cabanas, swim-up bars. How else would you want to watch a game? I would love to watch a game like that. I would love to be watching all these Denver sports events happening right now in a pool.
That would be nice. I imagine like the Vegas Golden Knights fans are watching game from Circa.
It's a very different vibe out there, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Do they have fans out there?
Sadly.
That's weird.
Yeah.
Anyway, we're not here to shit on Vegas. I'm so sorry. All right. Now, Circa, they are absolutely where it's at. But you can experience Stadium Swim. You can watch your favorite teams at Circa Resort and Casino. You can book your stay with code DNVR20 for 20% off. So, yeah, get your butt out to Vegas. Sit in a pool. Watch some games. Sounds good. Luigi adding in the chat, loves Circa, but Stadium Swim is a sausage fest. Hi, okay, we'll go. We're fine with that.
Yeah, right. I could see the complaint, but yeah.
I see nothing wrong with that. Just boys being boys, you know, watching the game. Just
watching the game. Hanging out by the pool.
You don't have to pick up girls everywhere.
Yeah. Just hang out with the boys.
Oh my gosh. All right, let's talk about our boys, our Rockies. Here's some series takeaways. Rockies took 1 of 3 out in Toronto. Lost the series, did manage to win a game. It's a big deal again because they've never won a game in Toronto before that. But yeah, Rockies have still yet to win a series this season, and that's kind of a bummer too. They also haven't won a series on the road in quite a bit. It's been since August of last year. The last time they won a series was in St. Louis, and they took 2 of 3. So that's a little concerning that they have not been able to win series on the road. But after that 12-4 win on Friday, a 5-3 loss on Saturday, 5-0 loss on Sunday, and maybe the biggest loss of all, hopefully it's not a loss at all, but Chris Bryant out of the lineup today, Sunday, with soreness, not just in his back, but in his right ribs. That sounds so painful. Because when you break a rib, like, you can't even sit. Mm-hmm. Ribs are delicate.
Can't laugh. Can't cry.
Oh, man.
Can't do anything.
Have you broken ribs before?
No.
Oh, okay.
I've definitely, like, almost, like, bruised them, ooh, though. Like, yeah, it's just, like, it's not fun.
That does not sound fun. I don't think Chris Bryant had fun. Yeah, it was a kind of a weird catch in the first inning of Saturday's game. He was playing right field. Ended up being a single for Vladimir Guerrero Jr. But he, like, ran into the bullpen fence. So, like, you can see the whole Rockies bullpen. Like, they just, like, had no expression while this was happening. It's like, is this not registering? I don't know. More on that later. More on that later on in the show. Ezekiel Tovar had a really fun 13-game on-base streak that was sadly snapped on Saturday. But he got on base today, so hey, he's started a brand new streak. How fun. That was the second longest streak of his career. He had a 15-game on-base stretch in June into July of 2023. And hey, this is as of before the game started. Brenton Doyle, 11 hits in 7 games. It's pretty good, especially for him. Luigi in the chat. Chris can't play with or without hurt ribs. Oh. I was watching there were some crazy, crazy plays happening in the outfield this whole series. Because we saw, I think it was Friday's game, where there was a ball that went to shallow right and 3 guys came for it and no one caught it. And it happened again in today's game, too. So that was weird in itself. Chris Bryant had that weird play, that like weird spiral. I'm like, any of these like events, any of these plays like would kill me. That's the thing. It's like, oh, wow, look at these guys falling all over the place. I'm like, no, that specifically would have killed me. It would have ended my life.
I think that's one reason. There's many reasons I didn't make it in competitive softball. But I think that's one reason is I was not dedicated to, like, falling. I was not dedicated to, like, extending my body in such a way that I would probably hurt myself.
Yeah.
And these guys, like, no thought, no hesitation.
No hesitation.
So, yes, I do commend them in that, again, for
Maybe Chris Bryant should hesitate a little more.
Yeah. Maybe he should think about it.
I hate that he's always so hurt. We all hate it. All right. Where were we? Oh, yeah. There was another play. Davis Schneider, who I don't know if you've seen him, Tiff. He is like 5'9". He's got a big old mustache. He's a pretty young player. He made this catch in like their left field corner, but he caught it and he kept sliding and his head like went into the wall and kind of went like, and it was like, I thought we were going to watch someone become decapitated. It was actually so upsetting to watch. I think he was fine. He played today, kept playing yesterday. He's good. But I'm like, again, that would have literally killed me. I would be dead.
Oh my God. Sleep wrong and I'm just like,
exactly.
I'm wrecked for days. Just like, I can't move my neck. I can't.
I feel like that happened to, oh my gosh, why can I not remember this story? Something like that happened with the Rockies like last year, the year before, like one of these recent seasons where they were like, oh no, like I like slept wrong and was injured. I cannot remember the story now for the life of me.
I don't know how that happens more, honestly.
But also like, how is that happening at like the Four Seasons? Like you're not going to find a better bed.
Yeah. Find a better bed.
I don't know. All right. I do know that Game Time is the place to go. If you're looking for some last minute tickets, if you're maybe heading out to Philly for the next Rockies series, or maybe you're going to hit them up when they're back in town playing the Mariners. Game Time is the go-to place for those last minute tickets. You're going to save so much money even when you wait like within that hour before first pitch. That is what Game Time is all about for our last minute kings and queens. Last minute deals, you can save up to 60% off by buying last minutes for not just sports, but concerts, comedy shows, theater. We have that all here in Denver. We're so lucky, so much entertainment. You can use Game Time for all of that stuff. And you can see your seat view. You can get a panoramic view of your seat in the app before you buy. And they're going to guarantee you the lowest price too. If you don't get the lowest price, Game Time will credit you 110% of the difference. That's very nice of them. Take the guesswork out of buying tickets with Game Time. Download the Game Time app now. Create an account. Use code DNVR for 20% off your first purchase. Terms do apply. But the first step is to download that app, create an account, and use code DNVR for $20 off. Download Game Time today. Last minute tickets, lowest price, guaranteed. I guarantee I would love to have a Coors Light right now because it's a little toasty right here in the studio, but a Coors Light is always the chillest beer you're going to find. It's cold lagered, cold filtered, cold packaged. It only knows a life of chill. And I want to know a life of chill. So when it's time to refresh, grab a Coors Light, whether you are chilling out after the game, maybe watching the game, hanging out with your buddies. This is mountain cold refreshment here, crisp and refreshing, like the Colorado Rockies, the mountain range. Sometimes the team. But yeah, when it's time to chill, Coors Light is the beer I'm going to reach for. So when you want to hit reset, grab the beer that's made to chill. Get Coors Light delivered straight to your door with Instacart. Go to CoorsLight.com/DNVR. Celebrate responsibly. Coors Light Brewing, Golden, Colorado. All right. Dakota Hudson, not so golden on Saturday. He did hold the Jays to just that one grand slam. How nice of him. That was tough to watch. That was tough to watch for sure. Oh, yeah. He also walked in a run. That wasn't fun. That's not fun. We don't like that. Buddy doesn't like that. He doesn't like to see walks like that. Walked in a run, then gave up a grand slam, and that was the first inning of Saturday's game. And that was the only time the Blue Jays scored that whole game. But the Rockies could not answer enough. 5-3 loss in Toronto. And that, of course, was the day, that first inning, where it all fell apart, because that is also where Chris Bryant got a little injured. So, yeah, told you we'd talk a little bit more about that. So it was kind of this like twisting crash into the outfield wall that allowed a hit. So Buddy said after that game, he said to reporters that ball was hard hit. It wasn't like a fly ball. It was more like a line drive. It got out there pretty quickly, so Chris had to react. He ended up making the catch, knowing that the wall was there and there was probably going to be contact, and he hung on, so that was a good play. I mean, Chris Bryant did come back into the, he didn't leave the game right then. He apparently went to the cage, got loose. He hit a double. But he was still kind of feeling stiff, so they ended up taking him out. Michael Tolia came in the fourth. Michael Tolia, I feel like, had some good plays out there, too. There was a 9-5 out in the seventh inning. It's like, oh, yeah, that was a really long throw. Good for him. I'm excited. Michael Tolia, natural first baseman, but getting it done in right field. Just throwing it all the way across, you know? Fun stuff. Fun stuff. What was actually really fun, though, Brenton Doyle hit a nice old home run. That was in the third inning. Got the Rockies on the board, finally. But Brenton Doyle, we love to see a home run from him, especially because we know how hard he has worked to get better at the plate. What else did we see? That was the only home run of the game, by the way. We had... you know what we did see? The fifth inning, a leadoff walk, and then a double, and then an RBI single. A leadoff walk. We love when it haunts in a good way. But yeah, Dakota Hudson, we'll bring it back to him. We mentioned those five runs scored through six innings pitched. He threw 102 pitches. 58 of those were strikes. He was tagged with the loss, but yeah, five hits, five runs, all of them earned. He walked three. He struck out five. Five was his lucky number, apparently. Unlucky number? Gave up that home run. He's leaving this game with a 4.15 ERA. You know who has no ERA right now? Still one of two relievers in the game. Victor Vodnik yet to allow a run. He kept that streak going on Saturday. Jake Bird came in, gave up two hits, struck out one. Jake Bird's got an ERA of 5 right now. I'll take it. It's fine. Oh, you know what we did? Oh, my gosh. Tiff, do you remember Brian Servin, former catcher for the Colorado Rockies?
Sounds familiar.
Yeah. So Servin is now a Blue Jay. He's their backup catcher. He was in the game Saturday. He got hit in the place you don't want to get hit if you're a boy.
That sounds terrible.
Yeah. Not a good kind of sausage fest.
Yeah.
Cheers to you, Luigi.
Yeah.
Yeah, he got hit and was kind of just down. Looked like he was like about to bleh, you know? So can you guys keep it down? Thanks. All right. So let's reel it in. Well, we're going to bring it back. Sorry about that. I have so many outside distractions and I'm very ADHD. I am so tragically ADHD. We're going to bring it back to Brian Servin. Got hit in his business. And it was also while Elias Diaz was at the plate. So it was kind of, I'm like, oh, well, at least he's got, you know, his former coworker, fellow catcher there for him. But I guess someone else on the field must have like at some point looked over and been like, what happened? And like, you see Diaz motion, like pointing to the area and then making a grimace. And for some reason, it was just like the funniest reaction. And like, it was at a point where you could tell like, okay, like Servin's going to be okay.
Yeah.
He's just going through it right now.
It's going through the motions.
But like just Diaz describing it in that miming way. We actually, we didn't rewind to see the hit because, like, I don't want to see that again.
No.
We rewound to see Diaz's miming description of it. It was very funny. Oh, if you recorded the game, I think you should go back and watch it. It was just Diaz being Diaz. He's so funny. He's always going to try to make the moment a little lighter.
I love that.
It was pretty funny. It was pretty funny. I hope he's okay. I think he's okay. I'm saying this under the assumption that Brian Servin is okay. There we go. There we go. Okay, so what else did we have? Let's talk about today's game. Kyle Freeland got the start. We got 5 innings out of him, by the way. He got 95 pitches, 56 of them for strikes, 7 hits, 4 runs, all of them earned. He walked 2. He struck out 3. Didn't give up a home run. That's nice of him. He's got a 13.21 ERA right now. Big, big upgrade from the 27 ERA he had after those first couple of starts. Victor Vodnik came in too. He pitched an inning, 21 pitches, allowed 2 hits. This is where things got a little dicey because we saw 2 runners in scoring position, and Victor Vodnik's scoreless streak this season was so close to coming to an end, and it really all came down to Jacob Stallings with a pickoff attempt at third. Great throw, got the out, picked off Ernie Clement. And that is the end of that story, but shout out to Jacob Stallings helping his pitcher out, keeping that scoreless streak going. It's very exciting. Yeah. What else did we see? That's right. We saw the same thing we saw on Friday night. 3 guys in shallow right coming for a ball. Brendan Rodgers missed that catch. I don't know what is cursed about that, like, really tough spot on this field, but it was just strange. It was weird that we saw it twice. It was weird that we saw it twice in a series. He just went down. He just stayed down. He must have been so upset. What else did we see? Nothing from offense. This, just a shutout, which we haven't really seen a lot of this season. At least, like, a lot of these games, the Rockies have been in it. They weren't totally in it today. That's what it looked like. Oh my gosh, Brendan Doyle took a crazy tumble too. So George Springer got a single in the first. Brendan Doyle went to go catch it, and, like, something happened. He just did, like, 1.5 somersaults. So if you were watching the game on TV, on the Colorado Rockies Network, I don't know what we call it, but Corey Sullivan was saying that, like, specific way that he tumbled, he was like, oh, that is all because it's artificial turf. Because if that was grass, he would have just slid a little more. I was like, oh, that is really interesting. Thank you, boys, for the intel. Luigi in the chat. Luigi, thank you for being here. It's just like your bestie right now. Luigi, when do the Rockies sit Kyle? We probably have the same, if not better, on the farm. But, I mean, this wasn't, like, the worst Kyle Freeland start. Also, is anyone on the farm truly ready? If anything, like, we would grab... Or if anything, I would want to see, like, Peter Lambert coming out of the pen in that long reliever role that he's been crushing it at, by the way. If anything, like, he would be a good, if we had to sit Kyle out of start, you know what I mean. But, I mean, I think, like, you know, when it comes to a guy like Kyle Freeland, like, he has been great before, so I think you have to give him a little bit of grace. But then again, I'm not the manager. I'm not making the decisions. I don't know. But yeah, it is a little concerning. Kyle Freeland with that 13.21 ERA right now. Yeah. Thank you. He said it's a good point. That's so nice of him. So nice of him. What else did we see in today's game? Honestly, yeah, today was a little... It just felt so unremarkable, you know? It's a long season, and
there's going to be games that just don't feel very remarkable.
You know, this one just didn't do it for me. I think the most remarkable part was that Victor Vodnik still has not allowed a run, And I believe he is just one of two guys who hasn't. And that is so impressive, especially when you consider the Coors Field of it all. Especially. All right. Where are we right now in this show? All right. You know what? I think this is a great opportunity to talk about our friends at Volo Sports. Tiff, are you guys doing a Volo League?
I'm not, but I have really considered it. I really have.
It looks fun. Like, I know, like, we've done, like, the gang has done kickball. I have a tough time committing to a kickball league this time of year, but
agreed.
Hey, whatever league you're doing, Volo is so many sports, so many different activities. And that is such a great way to meet new people, to get active, to play games. If you're new to the city, I know a lot of people are new to Denver. People are always moving here. Or if you live here and you just want to find some new besties who want to play games and have fun, Volo is such a good thing, a good place for that. And if you get the Volo Pass, it's $20 a month. We have a code. Stick with me. You get unlimited access to pickups, league drop-ins as a sub, and you can get league discounts up to $50. Plus, you're going to get free or discounted access to tournaments, fitness classes. They have fitness classes. They also have events. And if you are on the road, if you travel a lot, you can do all of that in any Volo city with Volo Pass. So if you sign up on the Volo app using code DNVR3, you can get Volo Pass for only $10 for the first 3 months. Again, that's code DNVR3. Sign up on the Volo app. There we go. Let's also talk about our friends at Fubo. You're going to catch those games, all the games, all the Denver sports on Fubo. Finally, all of them in one place, and you're going to get it for the lowest price. And that's pretty rad. More than 140 live channels, too, of not just sports, but shows, movies, news. You can stream from any device, and you get 1,000 hours of cloud DVR at no extra charge. The only thing I ever watch live is sports. Everything else is DVR'd. Nice to have 1,000 hours. I think that feels like enough. That's like 2,000 episodes of Caso Cerrado. All right. Yeah. Also, hey, the biggest news is, though, for the first time ever, the Colorado Rockies are on Fubo. They're on all season long. So what are you waiting for? Watch all your favorite sports, including the Colorado Rockies on Fubo. Go to www.fubotv.com/DNVR. Sign up. Use that code to get 15% off your first month of Fubo Pro. All right. Jackson Holliday, finally feeling like a pro, probably. He got his first hit today. Pretty excited for him. Obviously, he is the official nephew of the entire Colorado Rockies. And it was great to hear. Yeah, because obviously, Corey Sullivan, Ryan Spielborgs, like, they have known this kid since he was a kid. So they were really excited to tell everyone on TV that he got his first hit. But yeah, Jackson Holliday was kind of struggling a little bit. What did we have? Oh, yeah. Before this game, I think heading in, he was over 13 with 9 strikeouts. So I'm sure that weight is lifted off of him now that he's gotten that first hit. This is still Rockies news that counts. Hey, Skylar in the chat. Hold on. Let me take a sip of my hot lemon water for a sec. Thanks for sticking with us. Skylar in the chat. We lost the series a game ago when Diaz didn't know how many outs there were in game 2. Skylar, how did we not talk about this? That is such a great point. Yeah, that was such a weird moment. And also for such a veteran guy, kind of crazy. It's a weird mistake to see from someone like him. Or the rest of the comment from Skylar. I feel bad for Feltner because to me, he is the ace of this team, not Freeland. Oh my gosh. I mean, I'm a huge, huge Ryan Feltner fan. I think that he has so much potential and he has showed us so much greatness this season. He could have showed us so much greatness last season too. It's a miracle that he is even still able to be pitching. But no, he's cooking. We're going to see him in Philly too. That'll be fun. We'll talk about Philly in a sec. Tiff, can I tell you about a wild game that we played all evening out at the bars?
Please.
Oh my gosh. Okay. So my friends and I will do this thing where we'll be out and we'll be like, oh, who lost the 1988 World Series? But it's like, oh, no one look it up. We have to ask people until we find out.
Oh, okay.
It is chaotic. We made so many friends and one enemy, but oh my gosh, it actually did take us all night. It took us all night. Why are we wondering? It was a really long story.
I love that though. That's so fun.
It was absolutely wild. And the thing is though, when you like go up to like a table full of like dudes wearing baseball gear and you're like, oh my gosh, do you guys know who lost the 1988 World Series? Like they just think that you were like hitting on them.
Right.
And they were loving it. But I'm like, no, like we're here for business.
Like, no, genuinely. Like genuinely. This is a genuine question.
We like met this one guy. There was an older gentleman at one of the bars that we were at. And he was like, oh, like actually one of my friends was on the coaching staff for the A's at that time. So I don't think it was them. It was them. He was like, but have you guys heard of the movie Moneyball? I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? Have we heard of Moneyball? Watch Moneyball every year. Get the hell out of here. It was so rude. He wasn't the enemy we made. He wasn't the enemy.
He wasn't the enemy.
He was not the enemy.
Oh my God, I can't imagine what the enemy did.
I don't want to talk about it. He just, I'm like, why are you at the bars if you don't want to be social?
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Yeah. I have my social bars and I have my non-social bars.
Yeah. Like you can't be at Avanti and be like, why are people talking to me?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, that what? Is...
It was crazy.
That's psychopath behavior.
But one person knew for sure. One person was so sure.
Oh.
And then we found out our answer. It was the A's who lost the 1988 World Series. We didn't want to know who won.
No.
No. So many people were like, was it the Red Sox? Do you know? And I'm like, no, we're asking.
No, like genuinely. Like,
I wasn't there. I wasn't alive.
I wasn't there.
I literally was not alive.
It's literally not there.
So many dudes were like, that's before my time. I'm like, yeah, dude, me too. Me too. I was not there.
We work with so many people that just have random trivia knowledge like that, though, that
yeah.
Like sometimes people just have those answers and mm-hmm. that's why you ask.
It took us all night. We found one person with the answer. It was a super fun game. It was a great way for my friends to meet firemen.
What? You didn't tell me that part.
Oh, it was hilarious. Yeah. There's, oh my gosh. We met so many goofballs. It was great. It was a fun night. We made the whole night about baseball.
I love that for you.
That's what the girlies do, you know? We're
going to
go out. We're going to make the whole night about baseball. We're going to make this whole week about baseball. The Rockies are in Philadelphia starting Monday. Cal Quantrill's going to get the start. Then Gomber. Then Feltner. I don't know if Feltner had a good time last time he was in Philly. I hope he has a better time this time. I hope so. It's going to be a fun series. I'm excited to see. This is going to be the first time the Phillies and the Rockies see each other since Bryce Harper wanted to rip Jake Bird's head off. So, we'll see what happens. We will see what happens. Guys, as always, thank you so much for joining us in the chat. Love talking baseball with you guys, no matter where I am. It's fun stuff. Tiff, before we close out the show, where can we follow you on social media?
I am at Tiffany with an I _ Tano on all platforms.
On all platforms. We love a consistently branded queen.
I try. There's nothing to follow, but yes, it is all consistently branded.
I love it. Guys, you can follow me at the Susie Hunter on all platforms and keep, just have... Have DNVR _Rockies just in the follows. Follow us. What a great way to put it, Suze. I do words for a living. I'm so exhausted. I'm sweating like crazy. Can't wait for a Coors Light. Guys, follow DNVR _Rockies for all the latest Rockies news. We're going to keep you posted on all the things happening in Philly. And this show will be back right after that Philly game concludes on Wednesday. Maybe earlier. Maybe we'll start it in game. I kind of like doing that because it's fun to react to the game and it's a fun time. It's a fun time. Would you say?
This a feels like seventh inning stretch. It's always a little fun.
We love a little seventh inning stretch show. That was so fun on Friday, by the way. That was like an event. I loved it. All right. We're going to wrap it up. We're going to reel it in. We're going to wrap it up. I'm going to send y'all on your way. Tiff, do you know what I love to say about closing out a show like this?
What do you like to say, Suze?
That's baseball. That's the show. We'll talk to you guys on Wednesday after the Philly series, but enjoy the rest of your weekend.